On the line now, I have Orla Kenny, Creative Director of Kids Own. Good morning to you, Orla. How are you?
Hi, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad at all. You're starting on Monday. You're having this exhibition in the Axis in Ballymun. But give us a background to Kids Own first.
Well, Kids Own is a arts organisation and publishing house, and we're a children's arts organisation, and we're based in Sligo. And we are an organisation that really is about supporting children's creativity through publishing and through the arts. Mm-hmm. And we have kind of three core strands to our work. One is publishing, which is we are the only dedicated publisher of books by children in Ireland. And really what that work is really about supporting children's voices to be heard and about listening to children. And so the children are the authors and the children are the illustrators. Mm-hmm. And we provide a platform for their work to be heard. The other strand of our work is residencies, and where we would support artists to work in schools for long term with children, and that work is really about supporting children's creativity and how to develop their own individual self of individual expression and their own kind of individual thoughts, and so just kind of encouraging creativity to be an integral part of children's learning in schools and in through their lives. Mm-hmm. The third strand of our work is professional development, and so that is really about supporting the professionals who work with children, so the artists, the teachers, the early years practitioners, the librarians, anybody who's and parents, anybody really who supports and nurtures children throughout their lives. So that's about developing their own self of creativity. Mm-hmm. And so that is practice.ie is our work in that regard. It's we do a online space called Practice, which is the only professional network that showcases arts activity with children in Ireland. And that has over 500 members online, and we do also real days and events for people to come together to share their approaches and to share their way of working. Mm. And that is what this show in Axis is all about.
Okay, and it's tapping into the resources the children have within themselves, maybe lying dormant. I mean, I have to say, I was watching I think it was yesterday, the day before, and this young girl doing drawing, sketching with a pencil, and they were, for all intents and purposes, they looked like actual photographs. It was the most absolutely wonderful thing I've ever seen. The sort of thing, but not that unusual, but for something so clear I imagine that was an innate talent that the girl had herself, but that had been nurtured. Is that sort of thing you're going around?
Well, I mean, everybody is creative, and Ken Robinson has said that we grow out of creativity, and I suppose we're about recognising, I suppose, the innate creativity of every child. So there's a passion within everybody, and it's, I suppose, what we are about is trying to support every child to reach their creative potential. I think a lot of the work that's happening in schools is all about conformity. Mm-hmm. And uniformity and herding children rather than hearing children. Mm-hmm. And I think that is, so what our work is about is kind of making space for children to be heard and for their individuality to be really recognised. And so whether you're good at drawing, whether you're good at singing, whatever that passion is, that we try and encourage children to be able to have the confidence and the resilience to be able to do their own work. I mean, I think a lot of the time, and it's just with the type of curriculum that's happening in the schools and the pressures that are on the teachers as well, mm-hmm. is that the children don't get to kind of really develop their work, don't get to develop a way of working and work through ideas. And I think the problem is that then in the later life, then when they actually have a problem, they can't work it through, mm-hmm. because they don't have the skills to be able to do that. So I think through the work that we are supporting, which is kind of long-term engagement with the arts, is about kind of developing people's resiliency and also their creativity to be able to have the capacity to work through problems.
You don't go through schools at the moment, do you? You go around libraries and that. You haven't been through schools, have you?
Yeah, we do a lot of work in schools. We have a range of different projects. We have the book publishing side of things. We do a lot of work in schools and also in libraries. We're And then with the residency work, we have a virtual residency happening that's been going on for 7 years. And that's where artists are working in their studios, communicating to children in the classroom. Now, that's happening a lot in Northern Ireland, actually, at the moment. And we're trying to find funding to bring it to the south. We've got a lot of education centres interested in working with us on that. So it's just about finding the funding to be able to develop these projects in the south. And then, so with the book projects and with the residencies, we do work a lot in schools, yeah.
And you're being very gentle about it, but I remember about 8 years ago talking to someone who had sort of given up because he was so frustrated with the system here, because it seems to be an anomaly within the schools. As you said, they're herded in, run through a formula, and all individuality is rather quashed within the child.
I mean, I think what we find is that, you know, there is a lot of great work happening in schools, and I think there's a lot of passionate people in schools, and I think that, you know, it's the arts are very much sidelined, you know, and very much kind of given their half an hour slot on a Friday. And I think that I'm just trying to change the conversation a bit.
I know,
because lots of good things. No,
not
our conversation, but the conversation about, you know, blaming the schools, because I think there's so much happening that it's hard to see, like people don't see it. And so I think that's really the basis of this show, is to kind of showcase what's happening. And it's fragmented. A lot of the work is fragmented around the country. So the whole idea of practice is to provide a platform for people to be able to show their work and for people to recognise what is actually happening around Ireland, because there is a lot going on.
Yeah, well, I'd give the credit to a lot of teachers for their extracurricular work, and that's where a lot of the kids sort of flourish quite a lot. Is there anything you'd like to see in the schools, maybe, like, I don't know, maybe minor, I know they run, a lot of the schools maybe run maybe once a year, some kind of a Christmas show or Talk of the Towns type of show, but something that's more on a continuous basis, weekly.
Yeah, do you know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see actually just using plain sheets of paper rather than, you know, the colouring sheets. Because, I mean, I just feel that children need more time just to kind of draw or to kind of express themselves rather than be filling in templates.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'd like to see more of.
Okay. Now, you've got the access in Ballymun for this venue, which is on Monday.
Yes.
How hard is it to get a venue? Or is it hard?
Good question.
When you travel around?
This exhibition is being supported by the Arts Council Touring Award, and it's fantastic that they have given us this funding, because it really kind of gives us the opportunity to showcase arts practice with children, which is very much sidelined and undervalued even within the arts world. And it's about professionalizing that work. So when you do go to venues, it's really important that you go to venues who also are like-minded and also support and are strong advocates for your work. So this tour started in West Cork Arts Centre in January, and it was fantastic. And I'll talk about the programme of work that we did down there in a minute. But when I went to West Cork Arts Centre with this idea, they just were so supportive of it, because they have, and because West Cork is a long way from Dublin and long way from a lot of places, but you know, they have a really good community of artists down there, and they just were hungry for this work. A lot of artists down that work at West Cork Arts Centre work collaboratively with lots of people and not just children. So this is really a good opportunity for them to kind of to discuss their practice and their way of working. And then when I approached Mark in Access, they're fantastic here. And so, you know, he was delighted and open to working with us, and saw it as a really good opportunity to engage their artists and their community with this work. And then because we are in Sligo, we're based in Sligo, I really wanted to kind of start doing a lot more work in Sligo with artists and kind of having that conversation about, you know, the role of the arts in children's lives. So the model came on, and we're delighted to partner with us on that. So actually, it wasn't that hard to find those three venues. So, but I would love to, you know, continue and allow the work to develop and grow, and just to kind of have a near an annual kind of exhibition of work that's constantly touring.
And when you talk about the artists getting involved in that like that, do you think they're responding because of maybe they're thinking back to their childhood and the interaction with the children that they want to?
I think a lot of artists work with children for lots of different reasons. And I suppose what we're kind of focusing on are professional artists who are engaging in that practice, and how, and the questions that we're asking. I mean, the title of the show is What Happens When Artists Work with Children. And so it's a question, and it is a very, the show is meant to kind of offer a lot of different questions. It's not a full stop, and I think it's really interesting to see the different approaches and the different motivations that kind of drive artists to engage. And also the relationship between what happens with the child and how that informs the artistic practice as well. So there's that kind of synergy going on between what the artist is doing. And this is what we would encourage, anyway, Kids Zone would definitely be promoting, is that when the artist, it is a professional artist, they have their own practice. And that, and so, like, what is it about their practice that is, what are they sharing with the children? What aspects are they bringing in to that experience with the children? And then how does that experience inform their own work? So it is this constant conversation and dialogue that's happening between the artist and the child, so that it is a conversation going on. So, like, for the artist, I think, so there's a variety of different reasons why artists engage with children, and I think it is because of the spontaneity, the passion, and just how direct and honest children are. And I think when you enter that with children, just it is terrifying to open your practice mm-hmm. to that in a way, because the children are so frank, but it can offer you so much in return. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of artists see it as a benefit.
Can you, the ages of the children range from what to what?
For this show?
Well, overall in Kids Zone.
Oh, yeah. Well, we work a lot in early years. So we do a lot of work actually partnering with Early Childhood Ireland. So we work with babies all the way up to 18. So on a range of projects. So it's all about a kind of creativity throughout our lives.
And when you get to a stage, I'm always curious about something, anybody that's in any way nurturing children in any sort of talent at all. And I was thinking, the reason I asked the age is that when they get a little bit older, the distractions that they have and the impatience with all this quick fame and stuff like that, is that a barrier to some of the teaching and to sort of get them to a stage where they say, well, okay, it's all about what you do and enjoy it, where they would have been like that when they were younger? If you know what I mean.
I think I think a lot of our work is actually about slowing down. So even with babies and children, you know, it is about actually, it's not entertainment, mm-hmm. right? So it's all about kind of just kind of really slowing down and not being up hyper and hyper-stimulated all the time. And it's actually about kind of the peace and how do you nurture that kind of peace within yourself. And so, like, there's actually a workshop happening at the moment with Marie Hensey. They're doing a piece for the show. And it's like, you know, the children are top-end primary. So they're the fifth and sixth, right? And they're from the local school here. And there's not a sound in the room. And the teacher is amazed at how on task the children are, how just focused they are, and, you know, and how they are concentrating. Like, you know, and it's just about kind of recognizing the capabilities of children and not kind of underestimating mm-hmm. what they are. And, like, you know, there is a lot of influence with screens and, you know, and the computers and, you know, the games. But, I mean, there is an alternative to that. So I think it's about balance, you know, and it's about recognizing the child, who they are in front of you, you know. Yeah.
Before we talk about Monday, finally, I'd like to ask you a website that you have that people can find out about everything that you do.
Yeah, well, it's kidzone.ie, so KIDSOWN, and our name is really important. There's an apostrophe that's after the S, but not for the website, but just in general, which is all about kind of children's ownership and children kind of owning their own work. So mm-hmm. it's kidzone.ie, and then there's practice.ie, which is the online space for artists working with children, young people. So there's a database there of artists that are members, and there's also a kind of a range of projects that artists have uploaded themselves, and there's also a range of articles and interviews that we have also there, all about kind of arts activity with children in Ireland. So it's a great resource. So those are the two websites.
Okay, and you're starting. It's running from the 3rd on the 27th. So, do people want to go with the times and how they go about it?
Yeah, well, the launch is on at 5 o'clock on Monday here in Axis. So, please, everybody, come along. The show is really very different to what you'll expect. There's a range of disciplines on show. There's installation, projection. There's drawing. There's there's sound pieces as well. So there's a range of different work, and it's really kind of offering an opportunity for people just to question and explore. And because we do a lot of virtual work with artists, mm-hmm. there's an artist in the show called Anne Henderson. And so she is she's going to be engaging two ways. She is going to be doing something that's called studio investigation. So she's going to be live from her studio every Tuesday from 10 till 2. And she'll be kind of working live in her studio. And that's being projected into the gallery space. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be an opportunity for people to engage with Anne on Tuesday. So that's going to be a very exciting time for people to come into the gallery space so that they can actually collaborate with her. And so that is going to be quite spontaneous in terms of what that's going to look like. But she's there to engage with anyone in the gallery. So we'll invite anybody who's listening to come into the gallery on Tuesdays and engage with Anne. So otherwise, it's open every day. And just to come on in, I think it's from 10 till 10 till 5, or I think the gallery's open till
okay. In access. So, and finally, when did it start, Kids Zone? When was it set up?
Kids Zone was set up in 97. And it was set up as an organisation that published work with children. We created handmade limited edition screen printed books with children, and it's just kind of grown from there. It's always been about kind of raising the status of children's creativity to a broader audience. Mm-hmm. So it has kind of evolved from not just being about the book, but about the experience. And it's always been about that experience between the artist and the child.
Okay, I have to say, Orla, that's it. If you'd have said to me about a year or two, I would have believed you immediately, because the enthusiasm in your voice, it sounded like you're only at the starting, and it's terrific. It's no formatic normally the way it is with some people that have. It's terrific that you think, as I say, how long are you with them? I'll have to ask you that now.
I'm working with Kids Zone for 15 years.
Wow, okay.
It's terrific. I know. And it's
you sound like you love it anyway.
Yes.
Will you be over there yourself?
I will. I'll be here myself. And I have to say, just before, I just want to mention the artists that I've worked with, because they are tremendous. And I suppose Kids Zone, I'm passionate because I'm working with passionate people. And the artists that are in the show are amazing. And I just want to thank, you know, Helen Barry, Anne Donnelly, Naomi Draper, Anne Henderson, Marie Hensey, Fiona Kelleher and Christine Mackey, because their work is stunning. And the show is a testament to their passion and commitment to their practice.
It's a wonderful venue as well.
Oh, and they have been absolutely fantastic. I mean, you know, we come in and they're here all the time and we're like, we want this and we want that. And they're just like, yeah, no problem. And, you know, they haven't killed us yet. So they're really, really fantastic.
I'll have to try and get over and see you just to see yourself as well. But thank you very much for coming on this morning. Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks. Bye. And that's Orla Kennedy, Creative Director of Kids Zone. The exhibition starts in Access in Ballymun on Monday, and it's running right up until the 27th.